This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths, or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
Jalen Hurts, the night before the game was played, then we're going to get to the ditty, Ray Dininger. Jalen Hurts, as all the captains did, had an opportunity to address the team on the Saturday night before the game. As often Jalen does, he got deep, and he made it very personal and real. This was fascinating and poignant. Here's Jalen Hurts.
Last time being here, this changed my life. It changed my life, and it changed my mentality, and it changed everything. Because for so long, you know, I was seeking. What would I do when I got this moment again? What would I do when this opportunity met me again? On the biggest stage, everybody watched. And I didn't get benched. I put on a good show. And I couldn't have done that without you guys. But I left that so empty. Don't matter but winning. And when you talk about team sports and you talk about everything that we've gone through, that's been the mission this whole time. So, you know, for all the hard work and all everything that we've been able to do to this point, just take it one play at a time, let it come to you, and ask yourself how you want to be remembered.
That is some powerful stuff.
Strong,
from Jalen Hurts. Very powerful stuff. One of the great redemption stories, obviously, in Philly sports history. All right, let's talk to the ditty, Ray Dininger. He chronicles it all. And obviously, you know, took in that parade on Friday. Let's talk to the ditty about what went down, some decisions the Eagles need to make moving forward. He typically joins us on Mondays, but gracious to move this week to Tuesday with President's Day yesterday. We welcome the Hall of Famer, Ray Dininger. Ray Ditty, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Joe. How are you making it?
Better than good. Ray, whatever better than good is, that's me. So, and probably all of us. Ray, let's start with the parade, and then we'll broaden it out. What struck you as the moment of the parade, if you have one, or if you want to specify a couple that really stood out to you? Themes or moments of the parade? What hit you?
I love the fact that so many of the players got out of the bus and walked. I love the fact that the players brought the moment to the fans in a very real way. That they walked along the parade route, you know, shaking hands with the people, posing for pictures, tossing them beads. My grandson caught beads from Dallas Goedert.
Nice.
That's awesome.
He'll save those forever. I just thought that there was not a reaching out for the parade after Super Bowl 52, because there sure was, but this just seemed even more so. And it seemed like it was a shared kind of event with the players and the fans coming together in a very special way. I thought that was very, very cool.
Which do you like better, Ray? Which experience did you prefer, 2018 or 2025?
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know that it'll be. I don't know that I could pick one over the other. I don't.
I like this one. I like this one so much more. I felt like I didn't know what to make of that parade the first time, and this time it just felt like, I don't know, Everything was right. Everything, my gosh, it was pristine the way it was all set up. And you know, all the way to the way the sun shone down from the sky. It was just beautiful.
All of that, I mean, that's all true, John. I mean, I certainly felt that too. I mean, I was there for Super Bowl 52. I was there for that parade on the Oval because I was doing the TV with NBC at that time, and that was memorable in the ways that there were so many people out there that that had waited their whole lives for that one moment.
Yep, sure. And,
you know, and there were all the people that, and I, several of them came up and spoke to me that literally had pictures of their relatives and the urns with their ashes and all of that kind of stuff, that that this was something that they, that not just they but their whole family had waited a lifetime for, and they felt like they were sharing it in a very genuine sort of way, and it was incredibly moving. And I mean, there was that sense of, you know, we weren't ever sure this was ever going to happen. We don't know if it's ever going to happen again, but we're here to celebrate what did happen and what you know. And this day will always be our day. And this one was different. This one was different in the sense that you got the feeling that, you know, we're gonna be back. You know,
yeah.
I mean, you know, in Super Bowl 52, there was the feeling that, boy, this is fantastic, and who knows if we'll ever be back, but let's enjoy this. This one, there was a feeling of kind of rightness.
It was sure. Just, like it was self-assurance. Like,
we are this team.
Yeah.
You know, we are this team. We are the class of the National Football League, and we're going to do this again. You know, and we're going to have a great party today, but, hey, folks, let's, you know, we're gonna be back here next year. And,
well, I love
felt,
that.
And that part of it felt very real. The awareness that I think it was really hitting everybody in the city now, that this team had become truly the best team in the National Football League. And I don't know if any of us in our lifetime ever had that feeling before.
You know, Ray, I agree with you, and I'll frame it this way. I feel like it's going to rewire the psyche of Philadelphia sports fans. A rewiring is occurring these weeks right in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not used to this. It's like we had the Capitol until freaking what? New York and D.C. took the Capitol and we lost it. And like we always lose. And now it's like we can be
bellyache about losing the Capitol in 1770.
Well, we had the Constitution and the Declaration here, and then we're told we're afterthoughts. So my point, Ray, is I do think there's a rewiring going on, which is cool. Now, look, they got a big task in front of them in that while they will have clearly a great roster, they may not have as good a roster. Ray, they got some really big decisions to make. How do you frame this, Ray? Because most people say Zach Bond's the most important to keep, but he's at a position Howie typically doesn't keep. So what is Howie going to do there?
Well, you know, he's got some flexibility, and he's very good at handling these kinds of situations. In fact, I dare say I don't think there's anybody in the NFL that does this sort of thing better. But I mean, I look at it, and to me, it's pretty clear that you can't let Zach Bond go. You can't. He's too valuable, and you saw this year what a difference he made in the defense. I mean, this guy was. I mean, it wasn't just he made a couple big plays; he was making big plays every single week.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys came through on that defense. I mean, the two rookies played out of this world. They were awesome. You know, Jalen Carter took the big step up that everybody hoped that he would, as did Milton Williams. I mean, there were a lot of guys who all contributed on the defense. But week in and week out, I mean, Zach Bond just proved to me and proved, hopefully, to the Eagles organization how valuable a good linebacker can be. I mean, this is a defense that's been built for years around the front four and pass rush and cornerbacks. And the linebackers were just kind of – they were the kind of the plug-in guys. And – I never particularly agreed with that strategy. I mean, I looked around the National Football League and I saw good teams and good and really good linebacker play was part of their defense. Why this team decided to we're going to save a few bucks there and just pick up somebody? Oh, really? I mean, I think you saw this year, and nobody really, you know, the acquisition of him, nobody really thought it was going to be a game changer. I mean, he was kind of one of those linebackers who just kind of passes through. I mean, that's what I thought he was.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as Vic said, no, this guy, he's an off the ball player. I mean, we're going to play him inside, and you saw what a fit he was. And how every week he was around the football. Every week he was leading you in tackles. Every week he was tipping balls. Every week he was stripping the ball. I mean, you saw what a really good linebacker that's a fit for your system, how he can change games. And he did that over the course of the whole season, and I don't think it was a one-off. I think in this system, I think he's going to be that kind of player moving forward at the age of 28. So,
amazing.
You know, and the other thing is the going rate for guys at that position, because it's the prevailing thought around the league is that's how you pay linebackers, is, yeah, he's going to get offered a lot more money than you paid him this year. He's going to get offered a lot more money than $3 million. But he's not going to get offered $40 million. He's not going to get offered crazy money.
Is he going to get $10 million a year, Ray? Is that what he's worth? Is this off ball? Is it $10 million?
I think more, John.
No, I think he'll get offered more than that. But I don't think what the offers are going to be, and there'll be a lot of them, and they'll be significant. But I don't think they're going to be the kind of offers that are just going to blow you out of the water.
No, I agree.
I think if you really want to keep him, and I certainly think that they should think that way, then I think you can do that. And I don't get the feeling that with what this year meant to him and how it changed his life, you know, coming out of the shadows in New Orleans to come to be in a Super Bowl team in Philadelphia. You know, I don't think he's all that anxious to leave.
Oh,
I mean, if you make a good offer, he knows. Listen, he knows he's a really good team. He knows he's in a system that really fits his style of play, and he knows he's playing for a defensive coordinator who really believes in him and gave him the opportunity. I don't think he's looking to go out the door. I think he wants to stay. And if the Eagles value him at all, I think they can make that happen.
Yeah, me too. I hope so. Also,
I think he's that important. I
me
really
too.
Do.
Yes, and I can't foresee a season where he's not part of our defense. He's an all-pro inside linebacker that we've somewhat discovered.
I guess
it's like a Jordan Mailata situation.
No, that's fair.
You can't let that walk out the door.
Well, Ray, I guess my only hesitation, because believe me, I agree with you entirely about the importance of Bond, but I also know Milt Williams, both the whole year and then specifically in the Super Bowl, what he did up front. I mean, there's good cases for a lot of people, and I don't think
Williams is going to be $20 million a year, I think.
I'm just saying, I don't think they're going to keep them all. And Ray, here's the other thing we should not lose sight of. I don't care how damn good all our guys are that we love. Other players have guys, too, that Howie's going to try to get. I mean, we saw the Phillies 15 years ago hold on to some players too long. We saw the Eagles in 2018 and 2019, like, not handle having won a Super Bowl all that great. I mean, you know, part of this whole thing
how
is...
How concerned are you about that part, Ray?
Yeah.
Like the handling, the winning, the balancing, the winning with the moving forward. We weren't that good at it the last time.
No. And this team has not handled...
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. they're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The year after Super Bowl, all that well in their history. I mean, not that they've gone all that often, but each time that they've gone, that next year has been difficult. Let's put it that way.
Well, you're not kidding. I'm rifling through in my head. 2005 was a disaster.
Right.
A disaster. Anyway, go ahead, Ray.
Tell me about it.
No, I mean, look at them. I mean, the year after, if you go all the way back to the Vermeil team, that team came back in 81. They started the year 6-0 and then fell apart, much the way that the Eagles team of a year ago fell apart and lost a lot of games down the stretch, went in the playoffs when they were one and done. Then Andy's team goes, and, the next year you come back, the TO thing blows up, McNabb gets hurt. You wind up finishing the year with Mike McMahon at quarterback, and you don't even make the playoffs. Then the year after you win it, you win a game on the doink, but then you lose in New Orleans. Then you come off the year with this team a couple years ago when they lose to Kansas City, and then you come back the next year and it's 10-1. Then they follow the path of the Vermeil team and they completely collapse. So the history of this team coming off Super Bowls is kind of discouraging because in the past they've never handled that well. But the difference is, I think this time, unlike the other times, I think this time they are the best team. I think they are coming back with the best roster. I think they are coming back with the best team. I think they are coming back with the best chance to do it again. And they've never been in that position before. So, are there challenges? Yeah, definitely there are challenges. Will there be changes? Of course, there always are. But I think that what they did this year was that they really found themselves over the second half of the season. I think they really just kind of recognized for the first time how good they are.
We staked that claim, Ray. We put our flag in that. We are the best team, bam, and we just defeated the Kansas City Chiefs. They had that mantle. We are now that.
For what it's worth, we did think that 7 years ago.
They what they did to the Chiefs was, I mean, they didn't just beat; they crushed the Chiefs.
They did.
I mean, you go back and you watch the tape on that. I mean, that was a total beatdown. And what they've done is, I mean, you talk about
it's hard not to laugh.
The narrative they wrote in Philadelphia, which we'll always remember, but they've rewrote the narrative on the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, there's nobody now that's going to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs as one of the great teams of all time because of that game. I mean, they were the week before that game. People say, "Wow, going for 3 in a row. Nobody's ever done that. Lombardi Packers couldn't do it. Shula's Dolphins couldn't do it. The Cowboys couldn't do it. This could be the greatest team of all time." Well, Sunday
sure didn't look that way.
Ain't nobody saying that now. I mean, they took a big bite out of the Kansas City Chiefs' legacy. Look, nobody's going to take away the two Super Bowls, the Super Bowls that they won. I mean, that was a terrific achievement. But the idea that people were starting to put them in the pantheon of the greatest teams that ever played, the Eagles took that away good and proper on Super Bowl Sunday.
Well said, Ray. Ray, I want to thank you for a spectacular season of coverage. Now, our aim is going to be to continue these phone calls with the greatest frequency possible per your schedule. But just know we'll connect off the air. But, as we kind of wrap the season up, I want to truly thank you. I mean, it was so great bringing you back, basically, because you were like retired guy. And
it was.
You're still, pseudo-retired guy. You're living the life I want to live someday, Ray. Let me put it that way. Mostly retired, pop on for a couple minutes here and there. Ray, that's the life I envy. Hopefully 30 years from now, that's where I'm at, we're all at.
Yeah.
But Ray, I really want to thank you, man. You're as good as it gets, and we all know that.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. All I can say to that is be careful what you wish for. because I am right now in the process. I'm not. You're going to think I'm kidding when I say this, but I am literally in the process of rewriting the Eagles Encyclopedia. Because the Eagles have delivered me to that point now. The book publisher now wants a revised, fully updated Eagles Encyclopedia, edition number 4, which we are now calling Eagles Encyclopedia Champions Edition Roman numeral 2. And I have been locked in a room now ever since the final gun down in New Orleans. And I have a hard copy deadline that I have to turn around a 494-page book by March the 7th.
Jeez.
Well, Ray, good luck to you. And make the 2020 chapter as small as possible. Right?
Hey, listen, we
don't need much on that.
Yeah, listen, Joe. I mean, who doesn't love a book with a happy ending? And boy, was this a happy ending.
Sure was. Ray, stay well, my man. We'll talk perhaps as soon as next week. Thank you, Ray.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks.
All right, there he is, the Diddy. Great stuff. All right, 215.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You want to get the most for your money? Well, that's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-5 all-wheel drive, just $229 a month, or buy and get 0.9 APR financing up to 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN number SO558897. MSRP 3585. Ends 2/28/25.
One night, one goal: stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Join thousands as we journey over 16 miles from dusk till dawn for a night of healing and hope, while raising much-needed funds and awareness for this important cause. Register today at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. 888-843-6837.